Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. More than 160,000 people have died in Syria's civil war, but the violence has also given rise to a burst of creativity. From graffiti to online poetry, Syrians are expressing themselves in ways that were forbidden before the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad in 2011. The work of some of these new artists is compiled in a new book, Syria Speaks, Art and Culture from the Frontline. The BBC's Zach Brophy attended the book launch in London.
A young girl sings on the cinema screen. Then an explosion delivers its indiscriminate destruction. A blunt reminder that this creative collaboration has been spawned by a people surrounded by brutality and violence.
What's really, really interesting now, this rise of street culture.
Malu Halassa is one of the editors of Syria Speaks.
If we want some real understanding of what's going on in the ground in Syria, we have to look to the artists and the writers, the poets, all of them together, because it's in their many views, this complexity of views, that we will understand a new way to look at the Middle East, a new way to look at Syria.
One of the guests at the event this evening and the contributors to the book is the veteran writer and scriptwriter Khaled Khalifa. Khaled, you've had your fair share of run-ins with the authorities, the censors, the bureaucracy over the years. Tell me a little bit about that experience and how you deal with it.
We're in a battle with the censors, and it has become something natural, just another part of our life. It's as if we are walking in a never-ending minefield, but we never surrender. We always find ways to express ourselves. They ban many of my works, but I don't take them seriously. It's futile to try to ban books in this day of mass communication. It's just stupid.
One of the most compelling artworks from the evening was a harrowing portrait of a young boy by the artist Khalil Younis.
Hamza Bakur died a horrific death. It was documented with videos, but it was just sitting on a hospital bed with his face molten off and in pieces. I didn't want him to be memorized that way forever. So I wanted to make something that will keep him in people's memory in a better way, in an aesthetically pleasing way.
Syria Speaks features award-winning authors alongside rising talents and anonymous unknowns from the street, a reflection of the diversity of artists emerging from Syria's revolution. Malu Halassa.
Before the revolution, there was the official culture of Syria that belonged to a certain intellectual class. The revolution kind of opened this all up. And even a writer like Abu Saeed, the smartest guy on Facebook, who is a blacksmith, he left school in the 9th grade. His writing is fast, extremely hilarious, poetic. He's like an example of the rise of these new working class writers. Syria has really started to reveal itself in a way that it hasn't been revealed before.
That report from the BBC's Zach Brophy in London. You're listening to Here and Now.